that have been historically mining fossil fuels, extracting fossil fuels. Republicans and Democrats agree upon the importance of not leaving communities behind where the market has moved in a different direction, like in coal. And so this will help to train people who are in that industry to move to these new technologies that are not a whole lot different from the skills that they may be using in mining coal. It will help to make sure that these industries are able to remove carbon from their emissions. So there's a lot in there that helps these states move to the future, in addition to roads and bridges and in rural states, broadband and transmission. So much in here to love.
You say in addition to roads and bridges. You heard Chris Christie there saying that the president is not being fully truthful about what infrastructure actually is.
Yeah, what is infrastructure? Historically, it's been what makes the economy move. What is it that we all need to ensure that we as citizens are productive? So we need roads, we need bridges, we need transmission, you need lights in people's homes and offices. You need to make sure that people can actually go to work if they have an aging parent or a child. This is, you know, as the president said this week, that infrastructure evolves to meet the American people's aspirations. And it's not static. In 1990, we wouldn't have thought that broadband was infrastructure because it wasn't on the scene yet. But we, of course, need broadband in every pocket of the country. Bottom line is, though, the president wants to negotiate with Republicans, and he wants to see a common vision for the future. Chris Christie talking about the future. We don't want to use past definitions of infrastructure when we are moving into the future. And by the way, when other countries are investing significantly in their infrastructure to overcome us. Research and development, that's also part of a manufacturing infrastructure that we have seen go. We're at a 70-year low in terms of manufacturing jobs as a percentage of the economy. The bottom line is, Chris, we've got to move forward. Yes, I know I'm a debate. I apologize. But anyway, bottom line is we have to move forward. We have to look forward, and we have to win the future. And this is the biggest investment in the future of America that we have seen in our lifetime.
That's Jennifer Granholm changing the definition of infrastructure. Now everything is infrastructure. It's just incredible. And you know, folks like George Stephanopoulos don't even fight her on it. That's what's amazing. Stay where you are. Coming up, Victor Jakes promoting the possible candidacy of Ron DeSantis for President of the United States. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:31, the good news is I'm having trouble finding accidents. As we look at our traffic cams right now, moderate flows on area freeways, 95 west at Rancho, 515 northbound at Sunset. You're moving along. You're pretty much touch and go there on the 515 eastbound at Main Street. Do expect some slowing, though, on that transition ramp. You're leaving US 95, merging over to Interstate 15 southbound. Kind of sluggish as you try to work your way through there. Those lane restrictions continue until April 30th on Interstate 11 northbound. That is between Wagon Wheel and Lake Mead Parkway and Bridgework. That's 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey back at this evening as they match up against Los Angeles. They're coming off a 1-0 win against the Coyotes yesterday, where Tomas Nosek scored the only goal, and Marc-Andre Fleury, he pitches the shutout, stopping 14 shots. With that, he ties Ed Belfour for fourth in NHL history with 484 wins. He also goes to 15th on the career list with Patrick Waugh with 66 career shutouts. Again, Vegas playing the Kings tonight. Comments made by MGM Resorts President and CEO Bill Hornbuckle over the weekend to the Las Vegas Review-Journal say they plan to have Allegiant Stadium at full capacity for Raiders games this fall.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. I had a chance earlier to visit with Victor Jakes, my buddy and the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And we were talking about two of his columns from the weekend that were just absolutely spot on. Okay. I tell you what, let's do it. You want to take a break? Yeah, let's take a break. We'll take a break. We have some technical difficulties to work through. We'll do that, and then we'll come right back right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent the Henderson Green Valley Ranch area, which includes parts of Anthem and Sun City. Catch me on the Kevin Walsh Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2021 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Harry Reid, back in the news. He was on CNN on Saturday. I don't know if you caught this. Jim Acosta did the interview. And, you know, John Boehner's got the new book out and some not too complimentary things said about the president and people around the president. But he's taken a lot of slings and arrows about this new book. But Harry Reid, in an interview with Jim Acosta, actually defended John Boehner. Listen to this.
What do you make of the Republican Party today versus the party that you dealt with when you were in office?
Well, I look back with some nostalgia to the John Chafees, John Hines, and these Republicans who worked with Democrats. We worked together at that time, and we don't see that now. It's tribal, and it's not working out well. And I think the Republican Party needs to find itself.
And you and John Boehner now co-chair a policy institute in Las Vegas, but it wasn't always so friendly between the two of you. We know this. It's been reported on, but John Boehner writes about it in his book, about getting very angry after you referred to his house as a dictatorship of the speaker, saying, quote, and this is John Boehner here, saying, if I were a dictator, do you think I'd let all these members get away with screwing me over all the time? Hell no. And Reid, he goes on to say, who was a ruthless bastard, those are his words, knew exactly what he was doing. So when I saw him at the White House the next day talking quietly with Mitch McConnell before the meeting, I went over, got in Reid's face and said, do you even listen to all the S that comes out of your mouth? Go F yourself. I'm curious, Senator Reid, are we romanticizing to a degree what it was like in the pre-Trump era?
Well, the deal is this. John Boehner and I got a lot done, but we didn't mince words. He was right. I did everything I could to cause him trouble because I knew he was having a lot of trouble. The more trouble he had in his caucus, the better it was for us. And he knew what I was doing. And I wasn't at all surprised that he came to me and gave me one of his underhand blessings. He's somebody that we got along well for a couple of reasons. Number one, we had a deal. He would not come to my office. I would always go to his office because I didn't want anybody smoking in my office. So all of our meetings were in his office. He could smoke to his heart's content. And he had a staff member named John Summers. I had my office, David Crone. We got a lot of things done behind the scenes so his crazies wouldn't bother him. But I have a lot of respect for John Boehner. He, as far as I'm concerned, was a great patriot.
Okay, there you have it. Harry Reid is still pontificating here in Vegas, and more power to him. I mean, you got to admit, the guy got a lot of stuff done. But he also screwed over the Democrats with the nuclear option. And as a result, we've got three conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. People have a tendency to forget that. I want you to hear a guy that's become a hero for me. It's Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. I love this guy because he gets things done. He is not unlike other leaders in our nation, with the exception that he actually gets stuff done. Just making speeches and kissing babies and all of that stuff, that to me is not enough. You got to get stuff done. We were talking about Ron DeSantis. He gets stuff done. Greg Abbott in Texas. He gets stuff done. By the way, speaking of somebody that's getting something done, guess who has told the federal government no, that it's not our problem? The governor of Iowa, Kim Reynolds. Late last week, Kim Reynolds, quote, said that she has rejected a federal request to accept migrant children into his state, saying that they need to find homes for them, that it's the president's problem. Ooh, that's that. By the way, that's according to Associated Press. But I love politicians that actually get things done. And Greg Abbott's one of those people. Let's go to cut three real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before the break. This was Greg Abbott with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
In March, more than 172,000 border stops across the state. That's the highest in 20 years. More than 20,000 unaccompanied minors now in federal custody. And there is a report in the New York Times, Governor, that the government now projects more than 35,000 unaccompanied minors in federal custody by June. One, could it get that bad? And two, what's the biggest single thing that President Biden could do to stop the surge?
First, Chris, I will tell you that, candidly, I expect that number to be far higher. I do want to go back to something you said initially. You talked about the conservative critics of the Biden administration. This is a bipartisan response to the Biden administration because you have Democrat members of the United States Congress, you have Democrat members of the state legislature, as well as Democrat local officials who are pushing back against the Biden administration as much as conservatives in the state of Texas. But, Chris, this problem will continue to get worse because of the policies that have been adopted by the Biden administration. What the president could do is to immediately put in place the Remain in Mexico protocols that were established in the prior administration. He could continue to build the wall along the border in South Texas. He could send a stronger message. These people should not be coming here. Remember this, and that is one of the reasons why there are so many people coming here, is if you go back to the Democrat presidential debates, Every single one of the Democrat candidates said if they are elected, they will have open borders and they will be giving things for everybody across the border. They are doing exactly what they promised during the course of the campaign, and this is exactly why we're seeing the flood. And the Biden administration was simply unprepared to the massive inflow that were coming in, which is why they have so haphazardly responded to it. And that's why we've seen the dire consequences for these kids, for the adults, and especially right. for the state of Texas. And it will only get worse, Chris.
Well, in Minnesota, we are waiting to see what's going to happen tonight. They've called out, I believe, 4,000 National Guard troops who will be patrolling the streets of Minneapolis and Brooklyn Center. We don't know what the strategy of the left is going to be, but I'm going to tell you something. I firmly believe that the governor of Minnesota, that the mayor of Brooklyn Center, they have a responsibility to keep the peace. Period. There is no, oh, well, it's Black Lives Matter and they're peacefully assembling. The fact is that when it gets dark, when the sun goes down, that's when the crazies come out. And we've got to figure out, you know, how to fix this. People are really upset. People are on edge. Just down the street, Derek Chauvin and his trial is moving into its third week. So people are on edge. I get that. I understand that. What I don't understand is how these people, I mean, the cops were having to dodge bricks and weapons of all kinds being thrown at them. That's wrong. Somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to die. If we're not careful, a cop is going to die. Now, I'm not sure whether that would be considered justice. I don't think so. You took one of our lives, we'll take one of your lives. An eye for an eye. No, I don't buy that at all. We'll talk more about this on the other side, okay? Stay where you are. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Scott Walker, the 45th governor of Wisconsin, joins us, a real conservative bright light. He's got great plans going forward.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are always ready for first-time callers. And if you are a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. We'll give you a little extra love. We may even move you up in line. That's what we did for Ginger, because she's a first-time caller. Ginger, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you whoops! She's among the faithfully departed, as we say in the Catholic Church. Sorry about that. I wanted to make sure that I let you hear Harry Reid one more time. Harry Reid was with Jim Acosta on CNN on Saturday, reflecting back on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He has some very strong feelings and has a background in law enforcement in D.C. This was Harry Reid on Saturday.
I can't imagine what you would have thought that day if you had been there. What was going through your mind as you saw the Capitol being attacked that day, and what do you make of some of the revisionism that's going on now about it?
That was very troubling to me. My first stint in Washington, I was a Capitol policeman. I worked that shift from 3 to 11 every 6 days a week. And for me to see what was going on there in the Capitol troubled me, because not only did I work as a Capitol policeman, during the time I was a leader, I had a lot of people trying to hurt me. So the Capitol Police actually lived with me 24 hours a day for many, many months. So I am very, very concerned about the safety of the Capitol, and I think it's something we need to take a look at long and hard. I think that it happened once, it could happen again, and we have to be prepared next time not to let it happen.
And do you think all that fencing should stay up around the Capitol? A lot of people want to take it down. And then we had that incident last week where another officer died.
I think that we shouldn't be doing this piecemeal. I think there should be an overall plan. I think there should be a study made and do it quickly. Find out what needs to be done. Fencing, of course, we'd like to have no fencing. I can remember when I went back there, as I indicated earlier, we had Capitol Police at the doors, but they were lucky to... and knew how to load their pistol. There was no security problems. Now, of course, over the years, it's developed. So there's some of the highest security around the world is in the United States Capitol, rightfully so. But we have to make sure we keep the Capitol so it is possible for people to come and visit.
And Senator, everyone wondered, will the riot be the moment that Republicans abandon Trump? And not only did that not happen, many of them are headed down to Florida tonight to hear him speak. Were you at all surprised that some of the people you served with, old guard types like Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, that this wasn't the moment that they said enough was enough? We know Mitch McConnell spoke out against the former president during the impeachment, but much of the party is still really lockstep behind him and embracing him at this this donor summit this weekend.
As we heard earlier in your program, there are members of Congress who are still going on spouting the election was stolen. That is the most damnable lie you can imagine. As Pat Moynihan said, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. They're trying to develop facts that don't exist.
I hate to say it, but every time I hear a Democrat, for instance, the current debate on infrastructure, and I hear them saying, no, that's not just road